Well, from campus to the courtroom is where we go now. Yesterday, a federal appeals court in Cincinnati began hearing arguments involving state bans against same-sex marriage. Michigan is one of those states. Supporters and opponents of same-sex marriage are watching the proceedings closely in the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta was there and joins us now to talk about day one in court. Welcome back, sir.
First day and last day that unlike other court hearings, appellate hearings aren't full-blown trials that go on for days and days and days. Each side gets a limited amount of time. Usually the arguments are about an hour, which is what Michigan and Ohio got in this case, 1.5 hour for each side. Kentucky and Tennessee, both sides just had 15 minutes each. So it goes pretty quickly.
Still, you describe this as a months-long process. How does that play out?
Actually, years-long process. If you go back and look at how just the Michigan case started, which was an adoption rights case that was expanded to tackle Michigan's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. And, you know, we saw in that trial in Detroit that the arguments focused on the research and the effects of same-sex marriage on families and particularly in children. And that really wasn't, it was part of the arguments. And remember, you can't delve into a lot when you have just a half hour, but it was part of the arguments. But really the arguments in Cincinnati focused a lot more on whether or not now is the time for courts, for the legal system, to make a determination on whether or not states should be allowed to ban same-sex marriage and whether marriage for same-sex couples is a constitutional right. That you had the states, actually, Michigan and Ohio, and to a lesser degree Kentucky and Tennessee, going in and arguing that these were political decisions that were made or backed by the voters and that the system ought to give deference to those voters. And one of the judges, a Bush appointee, Judge Sutton, even seemed at least intrigued by the argument. He spent a lot of time, you know, wondering out loud whether or not it would be better for the country, better for society, if we just waited for a consensus to develop around this, that there are more ballot drives where one side has to go over and persuade the other side, as opposed to having a judicially imposed decision. The argument on the other side in both the Michigan and the Ohio cases was no. We can't wait because children are being hurt right now. Families are being hurt right now. Children in particular are being denied two-parent families, the benefits that go with that, both emotional, psychological, sociological, as well as financial and legal. And same-sex couples are also being discriminated against, being denied basic rights, not just to marry, but, an attorney for Ohio said, look, a death certificate is our last record of our time here on earth. And right now, if you're in a same-sex marriage in any of these states with bans, that the very last record of your existence is basically a lie.
In a story you filed, you referred to yesterday as a legal palooza. What was the atmosphere in the courtroom?
The atmosphere in the courtroom was very staid. The atmosphere outside, it wasn't bedlam by any means, but there were a lot of people milling about. Weirdest moment was when a person in a bright yellow hazmat suit demonstrating against the government's response to what's happening with the Ebola virus photobombed the photo op with all of the advocates who were arguing for same-sex marriage in the court.
Oh my goodness!
So these do come, accompanied with a certain a sense of spectacle,
certain circus atmosphere. The courtroom was filled, I presume.
packed shoulder to shoulder that the staff at the circuit told me that they'd never had anything like it. They had to set up extra chairs in the back. People were assigned numbers to get in. A few people slept on the courthouse steps overnight just so that they could be first in line for the very few tickets that were available for the general public to see it. I got to sit in the back of the courtroom in one of the media spots.
Well, I know it was a late night for you last night, Rick. We appreciate your joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark.